Hello and welcome back to the Magic Kathy Show. Let's dive into the intensity of the energy at the moment. I swear everyone is feeling it. You are feeling it and you are in it. We are all in it. We just survived and shifted out of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which basically moved us into a new 14-year cycle. And we are still integrating that, especially today as I recorded. It's the full moon in Scorpio, which is not necessarily the topic of today. It's more so what we can sort of expect now moving forward, especially leading into, I would say October. I know it's a little bit far ahead, but I just want to give you that as a heads up so you understand what's going on, what your body needs right now, what you might need right now. And basically that you know that you're not cuckoo and you're not, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. No, but everything is really working for you and in our highest good. Especially if you feel really tired, if you feel really weird, if you feel like you don't even know what to do with yourself anymore because none of the things that you used to do to kind of like soothe your system are working anymore. That's good because it really requires us to surrender to the needs of our body in the very moment. And that shifts in lightning speed, like literally from the morning to midday, it's an entire different reality. And, you know, come the evening, it's different too. And it really pushes us into the new era that we also will embark on moving into 2027, which is a very splenic approach to life, right? It's very much following the currents, following the flow, following the shifts, and following Aries season, the impulses. Yes, we are not in Aries season anymore, but we still work with the upgrade that we received on April 8th, which was an intense eclipse that had the intention to reconnect us with our true core and nature, right? With our childlike essence, with our original God spark, however you want to say that, with our instinctual nature before the mind, because Mercury was still retrograde. And by the end of this week, we have Mercury moving forward again, hopefully with a new mental hard drive, with purged programs and old habits and tendencies where the mind wants to interfere or disturb your peace or not let you allow to move with the flow, to move with your instincts. All of that hopefully is gone, specifically after Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. We're really helping us to shift that also on a vibrational and physical level out of our bodies. And that purging, that shifting also with this full moon in Scorpio, which is connected to the DNA, to the gut, to the cells, to all of that, right, to remove that shit out of your system. That's all a clearing that is not necessarily pleasant and exhausting and requires us to hydrate more, to ground more, to do more self-care, to eat more grounding foods. And you will maybe notice that your body has different needs right now and wonder why, to sleep more, to rest more. All of these things. And it really is because this process, trust me, I feel that on a physical level myself with Uranus and Taurus and Jupiter, it's intense work. And there might not be a lot of capacity really for anything else right now, right? Because this process is the most important one if we want to move towards that new vibrational frequency that we have or will have on this planet. So it's intense to purge all of that out. It's when your body is recovering from an illness, you know how much that takes on your body, right? It's like the whole process and organism is really just busy with regeneration. And that's how you can feel right now, where all you have to do is sleep and rest and integrate, basically. And it is the most important work to do because I say that over and over and over again, your vibration, your energy, your aura is what determines the world that you experience, right? So lean into it and allow it to happen, allow it to integrate, allow it to move into you and over you. And It's also, you know, the stationing days around Mercury retrograde are really intense. So be kind to yourself, be easy on yourself, and your mind is going crazy or you feel like you have brain fog or any of that, because we also have Pluto squaring this full moon. But not just that, it's also very interesting to see that Pluto is in the sign that Uranus usually likes to be in or is at home, which would be Aquarius, right? And is squaring this full moon. So it's this pressure cooker energy that we feel also right before Pluto actually moves retrograde next week. So that is also something we already feel. It's the soul slowing down and preparing to go internal again, which I kind of love. It's like the mind is going forward again with a new mental hard drive, and the soul is moving inward again to really check if internally and also on a mental level everything is going against or is going according to the soul's plan. So pay attention to how you feel over the next week with those two planets changing direction. But then also next week we have Venus moving into Taurus, which will be interesting because she will very much soon hit the full moon point, because that was early Taurus. And then also we have Mars moving into Aries, which means that Mars, the planet of activating, right, firing and stirring things up and moving forward, is at home. But not just that, he's also hitting all the eclipse points from April 8th and obviously moving forward, touching the nodes, touching Chiron. So Mars will really activate all of this Aries energy that we've been working through over April in May. So it's just like, okay, we are not really getting out of that energy. And it's like the cosmos is really pushing us for towards that evolution, towards that instinctive nature, towards really, like, don't forget the upgrades from April 8th. Don't forget the eclipse season. You know, we won't let you get away with it. Because in the past, you know, it's like, yeah, I've upgraded, I've shifted, but then you flip back. And that's not something that the cosmos will allow anymore. It's literally reminders on reminders on reminders, which feels like someone is, you know, behind you and like really pushing you and making sure that you don't forget what you signed up for and what you dedicated yourself to. And so it's just like, okay, I feel happily pushed, but then also on the pressure cooker at the same time, because not every day we feel like, fuck, getting out of the comfort zone, right? But it's what we have to do right now. And it's interesting to see that this Pluto retrograde will end on October 12th with the sun touching the exact degree point of the eclipse that we had on April 8th. I mean, that's all not a coincidence, you know, that 19 degrees of Libra, it's the other side, obviously, but it's still like the nodes were at that degree point, so 19 Libra, which would be 19 Aries, sorry. So it's just like, okay, we will be reminded again, you know, in the fall. So it's in a beautiful way also the cosmos really making sure that we take the path, you know, that we go for it, that we don't forget about it, that we move ahead, that we shift, that we elevate, that we, you know, are really in alignment with our soul's journey. And I love that for us, you know, because in the past we've been, I guess, telling ourselves that we don't know how to move forward or where to go, or, you know, what the assignment is, all of the things. But we actually do know. I mean, who are we kidding, really? We do know. We do know exactly what we need to do, where we need to go, what's next, you know, what's ahead, and where we need to focus on. And so I just wanted to drop in and really let you all know that the needs that your body is having right now are really to support these integrations. Because that Uranus and Taurus, I'm with Jupiter amplifying everything, it's been a big boost of new energies that were coming in. I felt that too. Like, I felt really high energy on Sunday, but I mean, Monday, all I could do was take 4 naps. I was ravishly, like, hungry, like I've never witnessed in a while. And I was like, thirsty, electrolytes. I'm like, what's going on. And then I watched a documentary, maybe you know that, I can put it down below on the show notes, Earthing, the powerful effect on grounding. I watched that, like half asleep, literally. And then I did a sound bath with like a grounding sound bath, and then all I could do was eat, sleep, repeat, and went out into the ground and into, you know, some green at least. And that helped, actually. It really helped to shift my energy, but also to, I felt it in every single cell in my body, my spine, a lot of tension being released. So it's really like to ground these energies in, do a lot of grounding, drink a lot of water, eat grounding foods or whatever your body is craving right now. Maybe it's not necessarily typically grounding foods. Maybe you crave a burger because, you know, whatever. I mean, that would be a grounding food. Or you just like need a lot of fruits because of the hydration. Whatever it might be, don't question. Basically, don't question and follow the flow. That's the best thing I can, or advice I can give to you. And so, yeah, it's been a really rough ride, but I'm really glad in a way that a lot of you are reporting the same back to me. So, you know, we are not all crazy. We are all experiencing the same thing. And we will work with that Uranus Taurus upgrade, whatever it might have brought to you leading into May, because the Sun will move over that spot as well. Venus will move over that spot. And so it's just, again, lineups on lineups on lineups where we are reminded of the upgrades, but also the work that we need to do to integrate them. And I think it's a really beautiful, beautiful supportive energy in the air if we decide to use it, if we really decide to use it and to remember it in every step of the way, because we might encounter things, you know, that are challenging again, and we might be faced with decisions, confusion, unclarity. But the things that came into your field over the last weeks and especially the last weekend, it's not random, it's not for nothing. It's really still the eclipse realigning us with our soul's path, and specifically when at the beginning of May Pluto moves retrograde, it's this integration piece of okay, really we can reconnect with your soul, reconnect with your essence, reconnect with what you know to be truth for yourself, for your life, your new values, all of the things, and you will be on the right track. And obviously, I always put it out there, if you ever have that confusion again and you need some, I guess, on paper clarity about your energy, about your purpose, about your path, about what's on the table for you right now, about how you're activated or how these energies are personally working with you, there is nothing better than a breakthrough session where we dive into, first of all, the activations in your chart right now. So where Pluto, Jupiter, Uranus, all of these placements that I'm talking about today, where they are placed in your chart, because that will really, really give you insights. And then also, obviously, I blended in with astrology, with human design, with the gene keys to see, okay, how are the gene keys and the cellular activation in your chart, also the shift into 2027, you know, what puzzle piece are you for 2027? All of these things are really important right now to remember. So you know that you need to focus on specific things. You need to focus on, yeah, specific gene keys, or, you know, really going back to the basics with your human design, following your strategy and authority. What's the right environment for you? Maybe that's also something that's really important for you to integrate all of these energies, all of these things. You know, what are the needs of your energetic bodies? All of these things. And so I love that we have these tools to help us really anchor everything in and really have a guideline, because all of that, you know, it's not something that we learn at school. It's not something that a doctor can tell us. And a lot of the symptoms that we have might be unexplainable to doctors. You know, when I went to the emergency section in the hospital again with so much water in my body, I mean, yes, to a certain degree, the medical system can support you, but I knew that it's also an energetic thing. And I had a feeling that it would ease up with the full moon. And that's exactly what happens right now, right? It's Yeah, and I did a lot of sound baths and like frequency healing and sound healing, and that helped more than any diuretic or anything like that. You know, resting and grounding and sound are literally the first medicine that you really need to take care of and or like consider before you take anything else, you know. And we have all of that. And so don't over-dramatize also. If you feel like you are tired for days or you could sleep for hours and think that you are sick or whatever, obviously if something crazy happens, then go to a doctor and ask a professional and let it all be checked. But if they don't find anything and you feel lost, I said it before with, you know, Saturn in Pisces and Neptune still in Pisces, there are a lot of things that will be happening in the medical field where the medical system doesn't have an answer anymore. You know, they just don't, because it's not something we can explain in a rational, logical way. It's just out of the blue, quote unquote, happening because of these energies and energetic upgrades. We are an electrical system. We are all electricity, right? And so the electrical frequencies coming from the Earth, from the solar storms, from the full moons, from Uranus, electricity, right, and towards the body. I mean, it's all working with us, you know. And so the best thing we can do to not fall sick and to not have issues with all of that is to listen to what your body needs in the very moment, right? Again, going back to also that instinctual shift that we will have moving into 2027, the new children that will be born, it's all about our instinctual nature. And in a way, it's not something new, it's something really old, because back then we were operating only like that, right? But now we kind of like changed out of that and thought that we could override it with some mental programming, conditioning, shoulds and should not do's, you know, the clock and everything. And all of that will also have to be purged, especially with that Pluto retrograde that will move back into Capricorn. So we will move over that 0 degrees of Aquarius point again, but then also the last degrees of Capricorn, so which means that the last degrees of the matrix are still about to crumble and die, leading into the end of this year. So again, a lot of things that are still needing to be purged, which is an intense process, as I said before, and it requires us to utterly surrender to whatever that means for you as an individual. And you will know, you know, life will teach you, and you will know in the moment what you need. You will know in the moment what you don't need, you know, what doesn't resonate with you anymore. But you have to be open to shift. You know, for me, it's been very interestingly enough, coffee. Like I love the taste of coffee. It's been like, yeah, I would say an addiction, specifically because I'm a projector and I'm always make fun of it. I have an open root as well. So I'm like, without coffee, I'm a zombie in the morning. But for some reason, I've been craving matcha like a crazy person. I've never been a real matcha kind of girl. And now I'm like craving it like a lunatic. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, why am I craving matcha? Like, literally looking forward to it. Like, I've been looking forward to coffee before. So obviously, both is just like adrenaline boost that I'm, you know, but at least coffee is a little bit better for my adrenals. I can feel that. And I always combat with reishi, ashwagandha, and all of the medicinal mushrooms that I can get on me, because I know, you know, the nervous system is already fried, so I shouldn't irritate it even more. But I need at least some boost in the morning. Otherwise, I'm just like flying. And in a way, it's also grounding for me. But I've noticed that coffee is just giving me anxiety and like jitters and stuff like that. Like, my system doesn't tolerate it anymore. Will that be forever? I don't know. Will I some days maybe crave coffee? Yeah. Will I maybe try it again? Yeah. Will I maybe be okay with it? Yeah. Also been, you know, going back to meat. Like, it's just like not having any rules just because you think that's more spiritual or you think that's better for your vibrational shift. No, just every single individual has a different path, you know. And if a glass of wine is grounding to you, then go for it, you know. We have all of these rules and systems and laws, and it's all just not really healthy either if we don't listen to our instincts, you know. So that's also something I want to tell you, you know. Just allow yourself. And if you are hungry in the middle of the night, then eat, you know. If you're thirsty in the middle of the night, then drink. you're not thirsty, then don't drink, even though everyone tells you to hydrate. You know, it's like, no, maybe your body doesn't need it right now. We have to really explore what consciousness wants to experience through us in every single second. And that is a very splenic life and a very instinctual life. And it's a beautiful life if we don't let the mind tell us that that's not supposed to be like that, or that we have to be so predictable and that we have to, you know, be such robots. We are not. Like, literally, sometimes I look at us and I'm like, we are so predictable and such robots in our routines and doing all the things all the time that even an algorithm is able to literally let you know who you are and what you do at a specific hour in the day. I mean, come on, like, shake things up, like, be different, like, surprise yourself, do different things, get out of your shell. So, all of that being said, I hope that you are able to tune into your nature more, specifically in Taurus season, do all the self-care things. And again, I give you a little heads up about, yeah, that Pluto is going to station retrograde next week, and that it's very much going to soul internal, and also very much working with the eclipse and energies up until October. So I'm not saying that the energies will be like that until October. All I'm saying is that it's really the cosmos pushing us towards a quantum leap leading into October. And the best way to feel easy and good about that is to do your homework, which means that, you know, listen to your body and let the body be your driver, which is the primary rule in human design and the gene keys. And with this Uranus and Jupiter and Taurus season, I mean, even in the astrology, you know, Pluto being the soul, the ruler of Scorpio, and then the opposite sign, the integration point, is the body. It's your own self-awareness, self-sufficiency, the body, it's all of that. So lean into that, follow the energy, don't go against it, and celebrate it, because it can be a beautiful, beautiful supportive push towards what your heart always desired, you know? So why would you actually work against it or let the mind tell us something else? I don't know. So, and again, if you need a little push, a reminder, any of that, feel free to reach out Magic Kathy Official on Instagram or info@abracadabrababy.de. Email me if you would like to have a breakthrough session, if you are ready, if you want to remember your human design, work with it deeper, or with the gene keys, let me know. I would love to shine a light on that and on you, because only then you can step in your magic.